A Jewish Journal article. House of Representatives Roundtable on JCPOA Implications, ADL Annual Gala Celebration. International leaders recently gathered to discuss the implications of an imminent Iran deal on the Abraham Accords. Representatives of Middle Eastern countries as well as the United States met at the House of Representatives for a roundtable discussion. They focused on repercussions the Iran nuclear deal, also known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA, would have on the U.S. brokered agreements between Israel and several Arab countries. The United States has to stand for the members of the Abraham Accords, Robert Rechnitz, a prominent leader who was instrumental in the passage of the Iron Dome legislation, said at the roundtable on May 17. Rechnitz hosted and moderated the gathering, which drew U.S. reps. John Curtis, R. Utah, Andy Biggs, R. Arizona, and Yvette Harrell, R. New Mexico, among others. They voiced concerns and apprehensions to the newly proposed JCPOA bill as a threat to the security of the Abraham Accords. From left, Slovak Ambassador Radovan Javorcik, U.S. Representative Yvette Harrell, Robert Rechnitz, U.S. Representative David Trone, entrepreneur Brock Pierce and Tiffany McKever. Photo by Lenchesky Images. This dialogue is not about Israel, Rechnitz said. Rather, it centralizes on upholding the commitment to support the Abraham Accords member states and to discourage any policy which could abandon the nations who rely on this agreement, such as Bahrain, Morocco, the UAE and Sudan. Additional attendees included ambassadors from Bahrain, Morocco, Slovakia and Argentina as well as Jacob Cho of the Eurasia Center, American Jewish Committee Assistant Director Nissim Rubin, California Congressman Doug LaMalfa, and Ezra Friedlander, founder and CEO of public relations agency The Friedlander Group. During the meeting, Rechnitz shared the good achieved by the Abraham Accords. He has decided to do all that can be done to influence every community, both Democratic and Republican, about the importance of demanding transparency in the JCPOA agreement in order to be fair and loyal to the members of the Accords. Before the roundtable, Rechnitz traveled to Israel and the United Arab Emirates to conduct high-level meetings regarding the JCPOA. After the meeting, he flew back to the United Arab Emirates. Husband and wife Faith and John Kuchler, courtesy of the Anti-Defamation League. Anti-Defamation League, ADL, Los Angeles held its annual gala celebration, honoring Faith Kuchler with the Deborah Award for her service to ADL's causes both locally and nationally, marking the first time the ADL held its annual gala in person since 2019. The recent program was held June 23 at Stephen Wise Temple. When I am asked what I find so compelling about ADL that kept my commitment for so many years, it is that since its founding over 100 years ago, ADL first and foremost fights anti-Semitism, but recognizes that no one can be free unless all are free, Kuchler said during her acceptance speech. Actress Yanina Gavnikar, of ABC's acclaimed series, Big Sky, hosted the evening, and Danielle Finn, a recent finalist on American Idol, performed. Attendees included ADL Senior Vice President of International Affairs Sharon Nazarian, ADL Los Angeles Board Chair Sharon Nichols, Jewish Federation of Greater Los Angeles CEO Rabbi Noah Farkas, and Rabbis Nicole Guzikand Erez Shermanoff Sinai Temple, ADL Regional Director Jeffrey Abrams, under the weather with COVID-19, attended virtually. From the start of my tenure, our honoree Faith Kuchler has been a supporter and mentor, and a true friend long before I started at ADL 2 years ago, he said. The evening raised more than $1 million to support its work of combating anti-Semitism and bigotry of all forms.